first of all, you have the opportunity to play the material of really classic jazz artists, and that's kind of like a treat right there. Like, you're going to do a show of Miles Davis. Great, let's do Miles tune. The other thing you get out of a series like this is the challenge of learning a set of material each month that's different. That's both daunting, but it's also exciting. The other nice thing about a monthly series is that you can kind of go with what's happening. And so, like, Wayne Shorter dies. And so then we do a Wayne Shorter show in the next month. And then you also get kind of the education to learn about the story of the musician so that you can tell that story to the audience. So you learn it and they learn it too.
The Tony Bennett and Bill Evans piece, Some Other Time, what did you learn by focusing on that one?
You learn about this collaboration of Bill and Tony. Both their playing was in a little bit of a rut in the early 70s. Bill's playing the theme from MASH and Tony's doing Beatles knockoffs, and they're not going anywhere. And they do this collaboration, and I think it injected energy into both of them that really gave Bill energy for the latter part of his career. And I think it was the kind of underpinnings for what Tony unveiled in the 1980s when he became a real MTV star. And so playing that piece is like you're at this critical juncture of the career paths of both of these artists.
The Larry McDonough Quartet doing Tony Bennett and Bill Evans, Some Other Time.
Just when the time has started, comes the time for parting. Let's just be glad for what we have.
We're speaking with Larry McDonough. And Larry, your quartet has featured the work of a jazz artist monthly. So one month you did Miles Davis. And this kind of study leads you not only to the music of the artist, but the life of the artist.
Yeah, and I do like calling this a celebration as opposed to a tribute, because there's nothing wrong with tribute bands, but what they do is they really try to present recordings in a live way to an audience that are fans of recordings. And celebration shows, in my view, are digging into the material of an artist and then interpreting that music and then telling the story of that artist both to yourselves and to the audience. And so with Miles, you know, there are a lot of stories about Miles being kind of a jerk in the kind of late 60s and 70s and 80s. In August of 1959, he's at the Village Vanguard, he's on a break having a smoke, and the cops tell him to move on. And he says, no, that's me and the marquee, I'm sticking around. They tell him to move around, and he doesn't. And they beat him up and arrest him. And the good news is that he was acquitted of assaulting the police officers. But you can guess that this darkened his spirit. And right at the time, I mean, he's really on the top of the music world with the arrival of Kind of Blue. I mean, people are playing that album all these years later and saying it's their favorite jazz album. And so telling that story, you then reflect on these songs and you reflect on this person's career and maybe you assess them differently.
Thank you.
Larry, your project to play a concert every month, and every month feature the work of a different jazz artist. But as far as a favorite, you were saying that both audiences and band members seem to enjoy best one particular song.
Yes, I'm speaking for them, so hopefully they won't disagree. You know, a favorite of this project is a little bit hard to identify because we did 13 shows in 12 months, and we did a new set of material every month, and this was in 2023, and the audience loved it, and we loved it. And so the CD is one tune from each of those shows. And part of it, the picking of those tunes is, you know, which ones were executed the best, which ones did we like the best, where was the fan response, that, this and that. I'd have to say, and this may sound kind of odd, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, okay? We do it as an up-tempo waltz. It's got more of a bebop feel to it. It starts with an amazing drum solo by Dean White, and then Greg Stinson on bass and Richard Terrell on sax, and we burn that tune. We burn that tune down. And the audience is like raving while the drum solo is going on, and then we burn the tune, and the audience goes crazy at the end. It's a show that we like doing. We do it every year right around December 23rd, which is this mythical date of Festivus from the old Seinfeld show. Yeah, so that's my pick.
McDonough Quartet celebrates its new CD in which it celebrates the music of many jazz icons. The show takes place at the venue at which it was recorded, the Astor Cafe in Minneapolis, Friday, April 25th from 8 till 10 p.m. For information, the web address is astorcafe.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.